Redemption's Quest, The Holy Grail, Book 1, The Sacrifice, Chapter 5, Camelot's Internal and External Warfare. Galahad's negligence in securing the Holy Grail has exacerbated the kingdom's woe, plunging Camelot into chaos. Tensions between King Arthur and Lancelot reach a breaking point when Arthur discovers Lancelot's affair with Queen Guinevere. King Arthur, furious, says, "Lancelot, you betrayed your oath! You betrayed your friend! Your king!" And Lancelot, defensive, said, "What did you expect, my king? Leaving her in my charge day and night? It was almost as if you wanted this." A civil war erupts, pitting the Knights of the Round Table against each other. And what was once a united kingdom is torn asunder by betrayal and strife. The civil war within Camelot rages, pitting King Arthur against his once loyal knight, Sir Lancelot. And amidst the chaos, Sir Galahad fights valiantly, protecting his king. The battle reaches a climax as Galahad corners Lancelot, ready for a one-to-one duel. "Galahad," commanded King Arthur, "end this treachery. Lancelot must be brought to justice." Lancelot stepped forward almost eagerly, defiant. "Face me, Galahad," Lancelot said. "As Knights of the Round Table, we shall face each other. One shall die." Galahad lowers his sword.
"No, Lancelot, this is not the way. We cannot heal our kingdom through more bloodshed."
Galahad's voice cuts through the din of battle, echoing a profound truth that resonates with those who hear it. Dinesha, trailing Galahad as a spiritual guide, watches in awe. The demigoddess whispers to herself,
"His soul, it's evolving."
Galahad, addressing Lancelot, said,
"You might have done something terrible, Lancelot, but continuing the fight only makes it worse. We need unity, not division, healing, not more war."
And Lancelot said bitterly, "Well, what do you expect me to do, Galahad? Just surrender?" And Galahad said firmly,
"No, Lancelot, I urge you to seek forgiveness from yourself and from Arthur."
Lancelot hesitates, his sword trembling. Galahad continues,
"I won't fight you, Lancelot. Instead, I'll pray for your soul. Pray that you find the awareness to forgive Arthur and for Arthur to forgive you."
"I'm a warrior, Galahad. I'm not a peacemaker. I don't mediate. What do you expect of me?"
"You must embody the true purposes of the Grail, which is unity and healing."
The sounds of battle begin to fade as the knights around them lower their weapons, captivated by Galahad's words. Dinesha, nearly in tears, says,
"The growth, the insights, the peace he's precipitated."
Galahad, turning to Arthur, says,
"My king, I remain faithful and loyal to you to the end. I would die for you, but holding on to this anger only deepens the rift and makes it worse. You must forgive Lancelot one day and forgive yourself as well."
And King Arthur says, struggling, "Well, how can I forgive him after all that's happened?" And Galahad says gently,
"True strength lies in forgiveness. Both of you have wronged each other. It's time to heal."
Galahad's plea for unity and forgiveness echoes throughout the battlefield, resonating deeply within the hearts of the knights who were pitted against each other just moments ago. Galahad says to Lancelot,
"Take this time to heal yourself, Lancelot. Exile yourself if you must, but seek the path of peace and unity."
And Lancelot nods, "I will do that. I must find my own way to redemption." And to Arthur, Galahad says,
"And you, my king, must find also a way to forgive and heal the kingdom."
And Arthur resolute says,
"I will do my best, Galahad, for the future of Camelot."
Galahad silently acknowledges that his own evolution was aided by his meetings with great spiritual leaders and teachers like Pope Benedict, Faustus, and Selene, their wisdom in the aura of the Grail having touched him deeply. He understands that Lancelot and Arthur may need more time. In the end, there is no more fighting. Lancelot disappears into the night as a fugitive seeking his own path, while Arthur is left to rebuild and heal the kingdom. The Round Table has been broken, physically and figuratively, creating a void, inviting barbarians, invaders, and chaos. The Dark Leader, getting news of the internal strife, says, "Good. Camelot is weak. Now is the time to strike." One of his sorcerers agrees, saying, "The kingdom is in shambles. The Grail will be ours." Within days, the Dark Forces lay siege to Camelot to weaken the heroes and create chaos, knowing they must eliminate Galahad to access the Grail. "Ready the defenses," Arthur cries out, commanding. "The enemy is upon us." And Galahad, determined, says, "We must protect Camelot at all costs." Pope Benedict, forever prayerful, says a prayer for battle. "Domine Deus Benedict Camelot, de nobis fortitudinem et unitatem et protegendum sanctum Graal. Amen." And Faustus in English says, "Lord bless Camelot, grant us strength and unity to protect the Holy Grail." After laying siege, the Dark Forces create diversions and spread terror within Camelot, causing chaos and confusion. One villager, panicked, says, "The enemy is within the walls! We're doomed!" And Faustus, encouraging, says, "Hold your ground. We must stand together." Selene casts spells. "By the power of light, dispel this night, repel the dark, restore what's right." Camelot's defenders find a way to push back at the attackers temporarily, buying time to plan their journey to the sacred grove to retrieve the Holy Grail. Arthur is triumphant but wary. "We've driven them back for now, that's for sure, but they will return." Galahad agrees.
"We must find the Grail's true location and secure it. It's only then that we can hope to end this siege."
As the battle rages on, Galahad and Pope Benedict find themselves at a critical juncture. They must decide who to trust and which path to follow to secure the Grail and save Camelot. The demigoddess, Dinesha, steps forward.
"I've had visions from Watcher angels on the astral plane. They have revealed the Grail's location and where the sacred grove is."
Galahad is conflicted.
"We may only have one chance at this. Do I trust logical research or divine guidance from a pagan demigod?"
Benedict, skeptical, says, "Faith and our philosophy have their place, but can we truly trust this vision?" Galahad is resolute.
"I trust you, Dinesha. We need your skill to succeed."
And Dinesha says humbly, "Thank you, Galahad. We must act quickly."
"Well then, let's slip through these defenses and grab the Grail while we can."
With this leap of faith, Galahad and the heroes set out on a perilous journey, guided by Dinesha's vision, trusting that their combined strength will lead them to the Grail and the salvation of Camelot.